Hi, Dana. Nice to meet you. And Will, you know, you can jump in on this too. You know, don't let me leave you out of this question. So just before the Iraq War opened up, I think it was around the time, Tommy Frank said, "We don't do body counts." This was his claim. Of course, through all these materials that have been released, we learned, well, there was a body count. And, you know, recently, as you're of course aware, the Cablegate documents got released unredacted. And a lot of people have been saying, you know, obviously rightly, some people might die and be tortured as a result of that release. But I just wondered, among the people who you see, you know, complaining about the possibility of civilian deaths, to what extent are these people, you know, considering how we did find out a lot about these civilian deaths, including this week, you know, maybe the execution of 5 children, are these people really concerned about civilians' lives, or are they just saying, read through the lines, if NATO does it, it's not a crime?
Well, I do think the concern over civilian casualties is twofold. One, on a human level, I do think that people want to do the right thing and don't want to kill civilians. And on the other hand, you know, that's a fact of war. You know, they will always be killed, and those things will reverberate, as the gentleman over here pointed out. It is a fact of war, but it's also creates the backlash that that defeats a lot of what we're trying to accomplish. I don't know if your question dealt with WikiLeaks per se, but the WikiLeaks episode is dealt with a little bit in here.
Yeah, it had to do with that. Absolutely.
Okay. Mainly, the thing I point out is the aftermath of WikiLeaks, when the government has launched a big counterintelligence investigation to figure out how that happened, not just the documents that one individual is alleged to have passed, but there are other documents that have surfaced without his help, how that happened. What they've discovered is that in this growth of secrecy, the government agencies that are supposed to, that have secrets and keep them on their IT networks are, by and large, unable to keep them secure. This is a huge problem, and it has led the people in charge of maintaining secrets in the counterintelligence world to say, we need to drastically reform what we think of as secrets, because we can't keep them. And so if we're acting as if we can keep that secret from the enemy, we're fooling ourselves and we're making wrong decisions. Instead, we should concentrate on what is it that really needs to be kept secret, and how do we keep that secret, and to make available or declassify the vast majority of things that are now secret. I mean, the top secret classification is what it says is that if this information were were released in an unauthorized way, it would cause grave damage to the national security. Now, I've asked my sources over and over again, can you give me an example of that? And the world has so changed since that was written that we can't find a case, even if, let's say, in the WikiLeaks cases, some of the sources were killed. That would be a terrible thing. Would it cause grave damage to our national security? No, because we have so many other ways of collecting information. We have, you know, other sources available. And this is not my idea. This is ideas from other people who have looked at this in an official way. So what would cause grave damage to our national security? I mean, that's what you're supposed to classify in that top secret category. And there are so few things now because of the speed of technology and how things can change. I mean, it is true that as Al-Qaeda adapted to the attacks by the United States and learn to do and not do certain things in order to not get caught, it adapted to our technology, and then we adapted to what it was doing. And this rapidity is just, you know, it's as fast as the innovations now in social media and the technology that spreads it. And so what does cause grave damage, I would argue, is very different than what used to in the nuclear age.
Thank you.
Thank you.